I have details on something else that always piques the interest of the show. And it all started way back in 2007 when I was driving to work from Denton County. And I was talking to our producer at the time, Fernando Fernandez. And as I was driving down a farm road, I was the only vehicle on the road. Right in front of my truck jumps out a mountain lion. And I know it was a mountain lion because it was huge. It's gotten bigger over the years, how big the mountain lion was, but I swear it to you, it took up the entire width of my truck. And I didn't take a picture of it, but I have the audio proof. I said to Mike, "Oh my gosh, that's a mountain lion." And so I told the story on the air. No one around here believed me. To add to the confusion, in our area, we had an alert put out on, what's that called? Neighborhood Watch? What's it called?
What is it? Next door.
Thank you. And they put out a bulletin there. Hey, look out. We've got a mountain lion. And it was a still photo of this cat, a big cat in a barn, and it had been eating chickens. And so I've then presented this, and again, I was dismissed. Okay, this is not a mountain lion. Turned out it was not a mountain lion. It was a big bobcat, and you couldn't see its tail because it was sitting down. But as I said at the time, it was two bales of hay high. It was a, it was a really big bobcat. So I've been doubted, especially by Wild Kingdom Gordo, who claims, no, man, we don't have mountain lions around here. So a few years ago, a trail cam.
And we didn't at the time have mountain lions around here.
Yeah, they just started appearing just a few years ago.
Yeah. At some point, they started appearing, and it was identified by officials as a few years ago.
There's no way they were here in the 1800s or 1920s. It started in 2018.
I'm saying in our lifetime.
No. We've had mountain lions around here since that log cabin was built in downtown Dallas. I guarantee you.
So you're saying we've never not had mountain lions around here?
In our lifetime, there have always been mountain lions around here, especially where I live in Denton County and the outskirts of the Metroplex. Absolutely.
Okay.
Because at the time I was backed up by several ranchers in the area saying, yeah, we see mountain lions on our trail cams all the time. I said, okay, well.
All the time.
Well, no, not all the time because you rarely see them, but I would say, yeah, a couple times a year they would see them. It wasn't that uncommon. Well, I don't know if you guys, watched Channel 8 last night, but let's just hear what Cynthia Izaguirre has to say as she introduces the story.
Schoeman says he's worried about safety after security cameras caught a mountain lion in his backyard. Pete, get a little closer. This thing's big. It happened in a neighborhood near Lake Louisville, close to the border of the colony. He just spoke with Sydney Persing.
Not long ago, Brent Blackwell noticed animals were tearing up his back lawn.
I have the cameras because this area was kind of getting eaten.
A new camera quickly revealed rabbits were to blame. Friday morning when his phone dinged, Brent figured they'd come back yet again.
Woke up and had the notification that something had went off on the camera. And I started checking the video and a little shocked.
But instead of a rabbit, Brent saw this.
Thought it was a bobcat, but then kind of zoomed in and saw the long tail.
Said he sent the video of the long-tailed creature to the Department of Parks and Wildlife, which confirmed a mountain lion paid him a visit.
I was asking them and wondering, because typically you wouldn't think it would jump the fence and come back.
Since the lion would have had to jump his fence, Brent couldn't understand why it would come to his backyard.
And I was asking them, why? Is it smelling my dogs or something? And they said, no, go back and watch the video, which I'd watched like 20 times. Never had seen this. And she said, zoom in on the bottom right, and you can see like a little rabbit.
The mountain lion likely chased one of those neighborhood rabbits into his backyard, which survived by hiding quietly behind his pool equipment.
So I guess the luckiest rabbit in the world right now.
In a statement to WFAA, Parks and Wildlife asked residents to report any additional sightings of the mountain lion and said if you see it, do not run or turn your back to it.
Well, I wish it wasn't in my yard.
In Frisco, I'm Sydney Persing.
That is Frisco, Texas, ladies and gentlemen. We got us a mountain lion.
They're wronging him by leaving that laugh on the end there.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Wish it wasn't in my yard.
Okay, a little failed laugh at the end. But yeah, and it's pretty wild. You see, isn't that incredible that that creature can just jump a 6 or 8 foot fence like that?
A regular cat can do that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Jump it?
Yes.
They can...
They'll jump on top of it.
On top of it. But I think this thing just went...
I bet you could jump a fence that was even higher than that.
Oh, maybe so. But
they're amazing animals.
6 or 8 feet is pretty impressive. And you see that thing in the backyard, and man, it is intimidating. And sure enough, in this video, if you do zoom in, you see this guy's pool equipment, and there's the rabbit hiding right behind the filter, and the mountain lion's like 8 feet away.
Believe me, that rabbit was killed later that night by a coyote or bobcat.
Yeah. Probably.
Poor rabbits.
So according to the Mountain Lion Foundation, mountain lions are found in Texas. They are found in every state in the American West. The only states in the West or central part of the country they are not found in are Oklahoma and Kansas. But they're found, if you just go straight up, found in Texas, Nebraska, the Dakotas, and then every state west from there, Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, New Mexico, all the way out to the Pacific.
Yes. All I know is we got them in Denton County and have for a while. Okay, they just moved here in 2017. We just got
at some point they moved here. Yes, they moved back in here.
They've been here. They have never left.
Okay, that's. I'm just telling you what the park official said at the time we had this argument. I was quoting from Texas wildlife officials.
I don't remember him saying that, and they can be
wrong. Or her.
All right, here's the history of the mountain lion in Texas, according to the Mountain Lion Foundation. They are native to Texas and historically inhabited the Trans-Pecos, the Hill Country, and other suitable places throughout the state.
Trans-Pecos and other suitable areas.
The first European settlers arrived in the Texas Hill Country in the early 1800s and viewed mountain lions as dangerous threats to their own survival.
Let him talk.
And predators to their livestock. Mm-hmm. These settlers established measures for predator control by any means possible, blah, blah, blah.
And drove them out for a while, and then they returned a few years ago.
Genetic research indicates the common ancestor of today's leopardus, lynx, puma, and felis lineages migrated across the Bering land bridge to the Americas approximately 8 million years ago. Early history in Texas. They inhabited the state before European settlers arrived and Native Americans in the area hunted them for clothing, shelter, and blankets. Mm-hmm. This is all pretty
and
long.
And PETA was protesting
and
that.
And blankets.
They were around the fur trading period, bounty period.
But apparently in 1961, Gordo thinks they moved away and then came back in 2017.
They did. The last known mountain lion had a going away party.
Texas appears to be the only state with unregulated hunting of mountain lions. There's never been a closed season on mountain lions in Texas.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And I've seen some P1s have sent us some pictures of either they hit the mountain lion with their car or they capped one about 100 miles west of here.
And they're big. What to do if you encounter a mountain lion? Pick up all children off the ground immediately.
That's
the number one on the list.
What was that about?
So you think you'd have a mother yelling at you if you picked up somebody's kid immediately off the ground?
Probably.
Do not approach the lion. Stay calm, talk calmly, and move slowly. Face the lion and remain in an upright position. Try to start a conversation about college football with the mountain lion.
Yeah, they even said that on that report. Don't turn your back on him.
Yeah. You can't turn your back and you cannot run.
Okay, well, look out, Frisco. That's Denton County also. And, it's probably that same mountain lion I saw back in 2007.
No, it's not the same one. I'm looking at the video, and I don't know.
Okay, gotta be right.
I'm not sure that's correct.
Gotta be right is wrong.
Yeah, I think so.
He's not going to really hurt the alligator because he can't get through his skin.
Right. Yeah, even though he has the sharp, pointy claws.
Yeah, and the alligator could chop him in half.
Yeah, it's the alligator's just dumb tough. So dumb tough. I mean, that. So, have you ever been around a mountain lion? seen one at a zoo or...
No.
George almost ran over one.
I almost ran over one.
Okay, I'm going to tell you a story of something that happened recently.
This is not going to end well.
That I've been too scared to tell before this very moment on this very radio station by this reporter.
Right. Did you jump one on your dirt bike?
No. It was when we were going to Fannin Tree Farm. So that was Friday?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm traveling to Fannin Tree Farm, and I had exited the tollway or whatever that highway is. It's right there. Which one is it?
121?
Yeah. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I'd exited 121, and I'm on the exit to make the little U-turn to go back to Fannin Tree Farm up under the highway. Anyway, so I'm approaching that light, and I had just gotten off the highway, so I'm going, you know, whatever the speed limit was. And I looked over to the side, and there was a car that was driving near me in a lane to the right of me. And I looked over at this car. No, it wasn't. There was a stopped vehicle. I remember on the side of the road. Anyway, so I looked over to the right is the point. I can't remember why I did, but I looked back up in front of me in the road, and this flash goes across my headlights. An animal that was running across wasn't a deer, and my mind registered it as a mountain lion.
See?
You've both had,
in a split second, the same experience. It did.
Welcome to the club.
But then I was like, okay, it also could have been a coyote as I'm thinking, watching it back over my mind's eye, the reel of it.
Could it have been a Martian?
No, it wasn't a Martian. But it was an animal that had run from the highway across the service road in front of my vehicle.
Could have been the same one. The Colony Frisco Mountain Lion. He just had a rabbit dinner.
I don't think so.
And was headed back to the North Country.
What is this tale that you're making up here?
I'm not making up a tale.
But I did think about it for a moment of, it did kind of look like a mountain lion, but... But you see the different approach.
Welcome to the club. I approach
my own experience with skepticism. You approach it by leaning so hard. Definitely, I just saw it confirmed. It's like you don't question yourself at all.
No, because I know what I saw. And that thing was huge, and it was right in my grill.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It got all up in your grill.
Yeah. Totes.
It was really letting you have it.
Yeah.
Over a segment you did earlier.
Yeah. Didn't like a cowboy take.
So I have had close contact
with you ripping the Houston Cougars.
Right.
With a coyote that possibly was a mountain lion.
Okay.
And it was recent. Well, just be ready on Friday.
You will be ridiculed. You will be doubted for years. No, and then you will be eventually vindicated.
Because like, I'm presenting it as I don't know what it was. It was probably a coyote.
Well, you're just not quite to the level of wildlife identifier like I am.
You're not known as a wildlife identifier.
I go
to your Wikipedia, does it say that about you? American broadcaster and wildlife identifier.
It will by 7 o'clock.
And under famous quotes, it has a lot of, sometimes ranchers don't have iPhones.
I am around cattle daily.
And I am around cattle daily. People need to start adding that to our Wikipedia, the famous quotes section.
Yeah.
All our wheels off
phrases. Add it to my bio for the Celeb Am before the Nelson.
That'd be great. I forget what all they said in that.
I guarantee you, oh my gosh, so many dumb things on there.
So there you go, a little bit more mountain lion news, seeing as how we have had an official spotting of a mountain lion in Collin County.
Okay. I guess I'm next.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Be ready.
Chasing them from their natural spots in Texas.
Correct. Yeah. And the male mountain lion, he ranges an incredible distance.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I want to say the estimate was that a single male mountain lion, his range is 200 square miles. Like, that's his territory.
Yeah, 300, I think, yeah.
That he defends and that is his plot of land.
Yeah.
Which is huge.
It's a big ranch.
But attacks on people extremely rare. Usually we hear about those coming from California area, a jogger,
yeah,
have a mountain lion following him. But the attacks are extremely rare. Fewer than 30 confirmed fatal mountain lion attacks on people in North America in the last 100 years.
A buddy of mine riding his bike at the lake yesterday, White Rock Lake, was charged by a coyote.
Really?
First time I've ever heard of a coyote charging a cyclist. We had a story maybe in Frisco a couple of years ago, and I think one in Dallas, of coyotes charging runners.
Yeah, I believe the Frisco when we interviewed him on the air.
Oh, we did?
Yeah. Yeah, because isn't that when attack a kid or something like that, or chase a kid?
Yeah.
So, mountain lions, 3 to 4 feet long. I would have thought they were a little bit longer than that. 2.5 to 3 feet high at the shoulder. And then weighing 70 to 170 pounds.
Wow.
But think about that. 170 pounds is, of course, a very large mountain lion, which if you saw that, you would think, man, that thing's big. Imagine a tiger, which is over 1,000 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a whole other
thing. Tigers are huge. They're bigger than lions.
Lions and tigers are the animals I fear the most, more than bears, pit bulls, sharks.
They're very capable.
Yes.
They can operate motor vehicles,
mm-hmm,
guns, weaponry. Mountain lions can, mm-hmm, lions in general can do it all. The big cats, as they're called. Okay, do you know the other names for mountain lions?
Puma?
Correct.
North American lion?
Cougar. Cougar is correct, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Cougar, puma, panthers, painters. I've never heard painters before.
Bunky.
When Mozart sat down to be a mountain lion. And catamounts.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Catamounts.
Who are the catamounts?
Yeah. University of Vermont.
Who? Vermont?
Vermont. Yeah, that's right.
They are solitary except during breeding, at which time they just go crazy. And have you ever heard the mountain lion scream?
Yeah, we played it, and it sounds like a...
It sounds like a woman being attacked is what
it
sounds
like. Oh, that's
right, yeah. Yeah. And a lot of people have reported that they hear someone being attacked, a woman screaming. But it turns out it's a mountain lion that's calling out for sex. Females usually breed every 2 to 3 years. Yep. I'm ready for George to make some kind of joke here. This is really, that'd be a good decade for me.
Yeah.
And the mountain lion has the widest distribution of any wild cat. From Canada to South America.
Okay.
And they used to be distributed throughout North America, but of course now it's gotten to be more pockets. They are everywhere, as you mentioned before. It's just that their concentration basically went down to here in Texas, as you mentioned, to Trans-Pecos area, and then some in the hill country. Now, there is a small population of mountain lions that still exist in southern Florida. That's where we get the Florida panthers and all that stuff from.
Okay.
But it's considered endangered. And when we took that tour of the Everglades, they talked about the panthers being in the area.
That's right.
Yeah.
Which, that'd be so cool to see one. Isn't that beautiful?
Panther versus alligator. The panther loses that fight?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
He's not going to really hurt the alligator because he can't get through his skin.
Right. Yeah, even though he has the sharp, pointy claws.
Yeah, and the alligator could chop him in half.
Yeah, it's the alligator's just dumb tough. So dumb tough. I mean, that. So, have you ever been around a mountain lion? Seen one at a zoo or?
No.
George almost ran over one.
I almost ran over one.
Okay, I'm going to tell you a story of something that happened recently.
This is not going to end well.
That I've been too scared to tell before this very moment. On this very radio station, by this reporter.
Right. Did you jump one on your dirt bike?
No. It was when we were going to Fannin Tree Farm. So that was Friday?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm traveling to Fannin Tree Farm, and I had exited the tollway or whatever that highway is. It's right there. Which one is that?
121?
Yeah. Is that it? Mm-hmm. Yes. So I'd exited 121, and I'm on the exit to make the little U-turn to go back to Fannin Tree Farm up under the highway. Anyway, so I'm approaching that light, and I'd just gotten off the highway, so I'm going, you know, whatever the speed limit was. And I looked over to the side, and there was a car that was driving near me in a lane to the right of me. And I looked over at this car. No, it wasn't. It was a, there was a stopped vehicle. I remember on the side of the road. Anyway, so I looked over to the right is the point. I can't remember why I did, but I looked back up in front of me in the road, and this flash goes across my headlights. An animal that was running across wasn't a deer. And my mind registered it as a mountain lion.
See?
You've both had,
I believe
in
you,
a split
the same
second,
experience.
It did.
Welcome to the club.
But then I was like, okay, it also could have been a coyote as I'm thinking, watching it back over my mind's eye, the reel of it.
Could it have been a Martian?
No, it wasn't a Martian. But it was an animal that had run from the highway across the service road in front of my vehicle.
Could have been the same one. The Colony Frisco Mountain Lion. He just had a rabbit dinner.
I don't think so.
And was headed back to the North Country.
What is this tale that you're making up here?
Anyway, I'm not making up a tale.
But I did think about it for a moment of, it did kind of look like a mountain lion, but... But you see the different approach.
Welcome
I
to the
approach
club.
My own experience with skepticism. You approach it by leaning so hard. Definitely, I just saw it confirmed. It's like you don't question yourself at all.
No, because I know what I saw. And that thing was huge, and it was right in my grill.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It got all up in your grill.
Yeah. Totes.
It was really letting you have it.
Yeah.
Over a segment you did earlier.
Yeah. Didn't like a cowboy take.
So I have had close contact
hated with you ripping the Houston Cougars.
Right.
With a coyote that possibly was a mountain lion.
Okay.
And it was recent.
Well, be ready.
On Friday.
You will be ridiculed. You will be doubted for years.
No,
and then
you
will be eventually vindicated.
Because like, I'm presenting it as I don't know what it was. It was probably a coyote.
Well, you're just not quite to the level of wildlife identifier like I am.
You're not known as a wildlife identifier.
I
go to your Wikipedia, does it say that about you? American broadcaster and wildlife identifier.
It will by 7 o'clock.
And under famous quotes, it has a lot of, sometimes ranchers don't have iPhones.
I am around cattle daily.
And I am around cattle daily. People need to start adding that to our Wikipedia, the famous quotes section.
Yeah.
All our wheels off
phrases. Add it to my bio for the Celeb Am before the Nelson.
That'd be great. I forget what all they said in that.
I guarantee you. Oh, my gosh. So many dumb things on there.
So there you go. A little bit more mountain lion news, seeing as how we have had an official spotting of a mountain lion in Collin County.
Okay. I guess I'm next.
Oh, yeah. Be ready.